We're going to start today with a story about a community institution, its uncertain future, and what it says about anti-racism and equity work in healthcare. Earlier this year, Seattle Children's Hospital released an independent assessment of its anti-racism action plan, which has completed its first phase. Among several challenges within the report was the still rocky relationship with the Odessa Brown Clinic. A new clinic in Othello began serving patients in March of 2022, but the historic Central District location has been closed for over a year. Hospital officials said the building needed major repairs. Radioactive youth media journalist Indigo Mays filed this report exploring the history, recent controversy, and legacy of the Odessa Brown Clinic.
Growing up, I loved going to the doctor's office, mine being at the Central District Odessa Brown Children's Clinic. I got to miss school, do fun tests with stethoscopes and scales, and I'd always bump into friends. My mom, Sharon Chisholm's favorite part, was the waiting room.
We would wait near the fish tanks where you guys would be able to explore books.
Right now, a core piece of the waiting room is missing, the kids. The beloved Odessa Brown location is in Seattle's historically black Central District neighborhood. Winona Hollins Haig, a community member and former Black Panther, says it was always a big community hub.
Odessa Brown community, the Black Panthers community, and Goodwill Baptist Church, all of us were kind of like in the Odessa Brown sphere.
The clinic we know today, centered around community care, is named after the person who envisioned it, Odessa Brown. She was a beautician who worked in the 60s and advocated for child health in the Central District. According to Hollins Haig, the community advocated to secure the clinic's first home, a couple blocks from the 23rd and Yesler location.
All the Black community came together to purchase that land where Odessa Brown sits.
The original patients of the clinic have remained an integral part of its functions through the Friends of Odessa Brown Guild. It gives the older generation a voice in clinic matters and compensates care for low-income families. From the beginning, the clinic's pro-Black healthcare environment has attracted patients and staff alike, such as Dr. Ben Danielson. He was the medical director of the clinic for over 20 years. It was a dream job for him, a true village. Those who supported the patients were supported by their coworkers, and in many ways, the patients themselves supported and inspired their doctors.
You saw this sense of just brilliance and possibility and potential energy in so many young people. It was always inspiring in that way.
Despite extraordinary doctors like Danielson, some things require so much more than what Odessa Brown can offer. Systemic racism in healthcare is a pervasive force for patients and doctors of color alike. Danielson describes it as an ever-present erosion that digs away at you.
I watched the way families after families were treated by Seattle Children's Hospital, and it had this eroding effect.
The Odessa Brown Clinic has been under the umbrella of Seattle Children's for 53 years. Frustration erupted towards the end of 2020 when Danielson stepped down as medical director of Odessa Brown, citing racism from Seattle Children's as the cause. Demands for change within Children's led to an investigation and eventually an action plan. A recently released assessment of that action plan affirms that the hospital has made progress, but also highlights four ongoing challenges. Among them, a fragile relationship with the Odessa Brown community. This ongoing distrust has left the new Othello Odessa Brown Clinic location in the limelight. Located across from the Othello Light Rail Station, the new location sits in a black building with artistic blue, purple, and orange highlights. The new clinic has maximized the feeling of community with its town hall-like setup, equipped with food, diapers, and other mutual aid. Danielson says the new clinic was opened in response to families of color being pushed out of the old neighborhood.
We kept watching gentrification really make it harder and harder and harder for black families, low-income families, the families that our clinic had served forever. It was harder for them to stay in the central area.
The same year the new clinic opened, the old location temporarily closed for building maintenance. So far, no announcements have been made on when the original clinic will reopen. This has raised concerns for many, including Winona Hollins Haig.
I hope that they have the goodwill and the integrity to keep Odessa Brown and the property that Odessa Brown is on functioning.
Hollins Haig wants the blood, sweat, and tears that went into creating the clinic's original site to be honored. I've found out that my excitement for going to the doctor's office is something that few people of color resonate with because of the long-standing neglect of brown people in healthcare. Places like Odessa Brown are essential to preserving black wellness and repairing institutional racism in the healthcare system, as noted by my mom, Sharon Chisholm.
It was a place of safety. So hearing about some of the challenges more recently and what that means for the communities that they are now not in is unsettling.
The waiting room of the historic clinic has not re-welcomed its patients, but hopefully its keepers will stick to the promise of reopening and keep the amazing legacy of Odessa Brown thriving. For Radioactive, this is Indigo Maze.